Forgiveness. Lent Day 10. Jesus instructs us to pray the Our Father prayer. We say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Along with the request to give us our daily bread, there is another request that is uniquely qualified. That is, the fulfillment of that request is dependent on our actions. We pray, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. This is a conditional request. Very plainly, we are saying that forgiveness from God is dependent on our willingness to forgive others. Additionally, we ask for forgiveness by the same standard by which we forgive. Forgive our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. In the Our Father, sometimes referred to as the Lord's Prayer, Jesus has us focus on many different concepts. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, or regarding temptation, deliver us from evil. Now consider this, that all of the ideas that he introduces in the prayer, heaven, God's will, his holy name, deliverance from evil, temptation, and so on, and consider the complexities involved in those concepts. There is only one area of the prayer that he amplifies. After teaching the prayer in Matthew chapter 6, Jesus continues his instruction about forgiveness. He says, For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father also will forgive you. But if you do not forgive them their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you yours. It is conditional. It is the one request we make of God by which there is a condition put upon us by God by virtue of Jesus' instruction and confirmed by us by virtue of us reciting the prayer. What we are saying is that I expect to be forgiven by the same standard by which I forgive others. Now, this is a rather difficult one to understand, and it requires a more mature approach to our faith. In fact, we've been taught that God gives abundantly. We've been taught that God forgives. We've forgotten, however, that his forgiveness is dependent on our forgiving all those around us, as well as forgiving ourselves. Now, sometimes the word debt is used in place of the word trespass, and it offers a better metaphor for understanding the dynamics of forgiveness. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Now let's move from the spiritual to the secular. For the sake of this example, let us think of it in terms of banking. Who can forgive a debt? Only the one who holds the note. Since the bank holds the note, only the bank can forgive the debt. How? There are two ways of wiping out the debt or getting a clean slate. Either you have to pay off the debt, we call that a mortgage or a ransom, or the bank decides on different terms, renegotiating, adjusting, or completely forgiving. And that's what God has done with us. God says, I hold the note on life. You are indebted to me for this beautiful thing that you have and you enjoy. You have the smile of your children, the air that you breathe, the mountains around you, the spray of the sea. You owe me. But I know it seems overwhelming and you feel you can't pay me back. So, I will work out a payment schedule so that you can pay off your debt. And here's the deal. Love people. Forgive people. That's it. Love each other, and we'll call it even. That's it! How will God forgive us our sins? By the same standard we use on other people. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. We're driving the bargain. If we forgive, God forgives. If we do not forgive others, neither will he forgive us. Thus, we begin to understand that if we really want peace, and if we really want harmony, if we want to find happiness in life, it is dependent on us and does not come about from outside sources. Many times we think of peace coming from above. We pray for peace, failing to understand that real peace begins with each and every one of us resolving to live in harmony. God has already given us all the ingredients for peace. The recipe for harmony is the breath that we take. It is a blessing from God, and all of God's blessings are the ingredients for peace. That includes the love that we see in the eyes of our children, the majesty of the mountains, the delicate nature of a flower, and the crashing waves of the ocean. They all signal the presence of something great, awesome, and creative. That tells us that everything has been given to us. The entire universe is there to be enjoyed and to exist with in harmony. Therefore, the only direction where we must look for love and for peace is within. We need to reconcile with brothers and sisters, share the love that God has given. And this road to harmony and reconciliation begins by forgiving. During Lent, I've asked you to inventory different aspects of your life. Today, I ask you to look to those who have hurt you. Who are they? Remember to look within and include yourself if necessary. Once identified, begin to forgive. Forgive yourself. Forgive others their trespasses. Now you have the certainty, which comes from Christ himself, the one who cannot lie, that once you do forgive, God has forgiven you. Let us pray a prayer from St. Nezer Snorali. Beholder of all, I have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. Erase the record of my offenses and write my name in the book of life. Have mercy upon your creatures and upon me, a great sinner. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.